What is true understanding? How can I understand beyond the precepts, concepts of my mental acuity? We relegate everything according to what we can fathom mentally and emotionally. The superior student, as Lao Tzu would put it, is the one who doesn't think about the Tao every day, but becomes the Tao in every day. How they live in this beauty without conflict. As you listen to these discourses, there are many things that are presented to you that would put you into conflict. The things I am offering to you have nothing to do with technique. You are interested basically in technique. How do I do it? Students will say to me, I did my meditation. I do meditation. It is more than that. I surrender to meditation. This is the true understanding. Not that I do it. It is not a technique. It is a way of life. It is something we deeply surrender to. This is unfathomable to most people. Cannot be understood. There are things I would love to be able to impart to you, but it is very difficult to do so because your minds are based in the tangible, the glare of your understanding, of what you believe you can understand. Sit with me for a moment. What can you understand? How far can you go? To truly understand means I must lift the confines of my understanding, which is my mental acuity that was born out of my genetic heritage. Smart people don't get it. Only those who seek wisdom understand the Tao. And it is not a technique. It is not something you believe in. True understanding comes when I am able to move beyond the circumference of my mental acuity, my emotionality, when I can go beyond the beyond, as the Buddha put it. This is very difficult for the average person. Number four. The Tao is an empty vessel. It is used, but never filled. Oh, unfathomable source of 10,000 things. Yes, 10,000 things. That was a big number in those days. Infinite. The source of everything. But to get to that, I must blunt the sharpness, untangle the knot, soften the glare, merge with the dust. What does this mean? To blunt my sharpness means I no longer use my intellect. I no longer use my smarts, as it were. Not to rush to conclusion, not to live from assumption and presumption. That is what it means to blunt the sharpness. To untangle the knot means to no longer misunderstand, to realize that the human being cannot understand anything more than its genetics would allow. Not to tangle up my mind with the endless and utter futility, in my case, of the Gregory Penn mind that is always trying to think things out and through his genetic heritage, his genetic reasoning, his genetic logic. No longer entangled in the knot of his biology. To soften the glare. To no longer be harsh and cruel. To allow the authentic heart to guide me. Not the human heart, of course, but the authentic heart. And then, of course, to merge with the dust, the lowest, the ego. Oh, the ego. It dispels a poison within us that no longer allows us to get down to just the basics. Just the basics of living, which means that which it seems beneath the ego and its aggrandizement and its arrogance, its cavalier attitude about life. Now, if you can do those three things, you will start to find that you have a new understanding. Not based on technique, not based in presumption and assumption. This is why we meditate. Because if you really sit in meditation and no longer are interested in the technique of the meditation, but can just sit, letting go of everything, you automatically will feel in your mind the untangling of the knot of indecision, misunderstanding, assumption and presumption. Your vision will become beautiful. You will be able to see and recognize things. The 10,000 things, as Lhotse talks about, that are unfathomable to our logic and reasoning. And to the ego, you will have gone beneath it. You will no longer be subject to it. You will merge with the dust and understand the nature of the world. Let me give you a story. It's an interesting story. It is said that it happened that a great archer trained his disciple to be very, very good. In fact, perfect in his archery. The young student learned how to untangle the knot, soften the glare, merge with the dust. He expanded his understanding into awareness. He became aware, not understanding, but aware. He became aware of his archery, that it went beyond the idea of hitting the bullseye. He understood that it was not understanding that mattered, but awareness that mattered. His archery invoked within him consciousness. 20 years this disciple worked with his mind, with the master, not saying a word, but just expanding his understanding until it became an authentic awareness beyond the confines of technique and thought. The disciple waited patiently, meditatively. He was not in a hurry. And by, he forgot the technique of archery. He became the archery. He was no longer aiming at a target. The target, the bow, the arrow, all became one. So beautiful, so vivid that his mind could not fuss with it and go into conflict. The master called him one day and had him come in his room. The young student brought his bow. The master said, "You will no longer need that anymore." The master embraced him and said, "Now, you have become the perfect archer. Forget about the bow. Forget about the arrows. Forget them all. Now, you can go out into the world and embrace everything in oneness, in emptiness. Now the birds flying in the air will no longer be shot, and you will see no reason to shoot them. You will see no reason to be in competition with others. You will simply emerge out of the technique into the emptiness, the vessel of love." He realized, the young man, what he had accomplished. He had gone beyond archery. He had seen that archery was the technique that was used to help him come to awareness, to go beyond his understanding. It was just a device. The true meaning of the archery was to be able to transcend his understanding, to no longer be entrapped in the cul-de-sac of his thinking. Now there was no thinking. There was no need to point the arrow at anything. All that was necessary was to be the authentic archer. This is what meditation is. It's a technique. I give you many. It is very hard for you because you fathom it in your understanding. You want to grip it, meditation, that is, in your understanding. You want to grip the idea of emptiness. It cannot be done. It is the source of 10,000 things. But to understand this, you must, in the beginning, learn how to meditate, to blunt the sharpness, untangle the knots, soften the glare, merge with the dust. If you can do these things, you will find yourself not in understanding, but in the source itself. I had a student who was never happy with my answers. He could never really be involved in the practice. His intellect would not allow him. And he would ask me constantly, "What is the point of all this? What is the point of the life? What is the point of living?" And when I would tell him, my answer was unfathomable for him. I would say to him constantly, "It is to merge. Merge with the source. to realize the source. He never liked that. And of course, he quit and just went back to his politics. This is the way people are. The question is, are you? Are you one of those people that have to understand everything? There is a certain generosity a person must have to enter into the way, into the practice. That generosity is to be generous enough to expand your understanding beyond the confines of right and wrong, righteousness, self-preservation. If you cannot expand yourself beyond that, you will never truly be able to meditate. You will understand technique, but you will not understand the way, because the way is not available to my human understanding. My human understanding keeps me in the confines of being a pen. I miss. But when I understand in the beginning the empty vessel, and then realize it can never be filled, it can be used but never filled, that is something that confounds my understanding. I must go beyond the Gregory Penn understanding and simply work and do things for the sake of being authentic in everything I do. Then even the doer disappears. And there's no more Gregory. There's no more doer. There is just that which is being done. I'm no longer analyzing. Don't bring your persona, your ego, your biology, your genetics into your practice. Don't do that. If you do, that will be as far as you will ever go. But if you can go beyond all of that, and you can learn how to live beyond the existence of your primal mind, your primitive thinking, if you can go beyond the idea of self-preservation and self-justification, if you are willing to experience what is beyond your understanding, you will have that direct experience. Life is not something that is opposing us. Life is something that is revealing how we are living, how we are acting, how we are existing. That's the meaning of this life. And to gain in that meaning is something very, very special. It is to go beyond the whole idea of what it means to be a human being. To live beyond the confines of belief and theory. I'd like to meditate with you. When I do these discourses, I sit with you in meditation. You could feel it if you untangle the knot and soften the glare and blunt the sharpness. You do those three and you will merge with the dust. You will be with me, not as Gregory, but in that place that the human mind cannot understand. The wise man, Lao Tzu says, fills his belly, but does not fill his mind. In other words, takes care of the biological, so one can be healthy enough to enter into the spiritual with me. Untangle the knot, soften the glare, blunt the sharpness. Sit with me in just the awareness. No understanding.